Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Summer travel, a lot of people flying everywhere, it seems like, this summer. A lot of headaches at the airports, and a lot of that could be because of the weather, it turns out. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
Yeah, we just talked about this on That's So Viral. Lightning storms. Like, it's like something else now that I need to be concerned about when flying.
Right, exactly. So, meteorologist Ashley Baylor from WTNH in New Haven, why don't we get an expert? Because we kept speculating, like, is this true that, you know, weather, you shouldn't fly later in the day because of storms? And
not just an expert, but an expert we trust, right?
Yeah.
Oh, how you guys doing today? I'm so glad you trust me.
So is this something that we should keep in mind, like when we're booking flights and stuff, because of the weather later in the day?
You know, it is definitely something you keep in the back of your mind, especially depending on where your destination is. So, you know, we're lucky enough here in Connecticut, we have Avelo that makes those direct flights down to Florida, whether it's Miami or Fort Lauderdale or Orlando.
Yeah.
But of course, you're running the risk for those afternoon thunderstorms. So you could not only run into them as you're trying to get there, but you may get held if you're out on the runway, if all of a sudden lightning pops up when you land. So yeah, there's a lot to actually think about in addition to the incipient migraine that travel already causes.
I always try to book flights earlier in the morning, though. Like, I try to get the first flight out because then I feel like I avoid the weather.
Well, I mean, that's definitely an option. I think for me, I just try to get, okay, what's the most convenient for my schedule? Oddly, as a meteorologist, I don't usually think about, oh, I shouldn't go in the afternoon because I'm going to run into these storms. It's just the chance that I take. I feel like the morning flights are always busier. I see those pictures at the airport with people trying to fly out first thing in the morning. I'm like, I don't want to deal with that crowd. Do I want to deal with the crowd? Do I want to deal with the thunderstorms? I'm not sure which one's going to annoy me more today.
You know, I usually go for the mornings too. And I think it's just because when I get to my destination, I want to hit the ground running. You know, I want to start early. I want to get to the things. But I'm going to take a page out of your book, Ashley. I'm not even going to think about these storms. If our meteorologist isn't worrying about it, why should I?
Right. And I feel like that's when you're traveling, Ashley, it's probably the weather's probably like the last thing you want to think about is because you've just been doing it all week. You're probably going on vacation to like take your mind off it.
Oh, exactly. When I'm on vacation, unless a tornado goes through my backyard, like, do not contact me about it. But, you know, there is, if you want to know the science behind this, you know, obviously we do see more storms in the afternoon. That warm air, it actually holds more moisture. So as that warm air rises, it's creating clouds, and you combine that with the humidity, and that triggers those thunderstorms. So that's why we're kind of more likely to see them in the afternoon and the evening hours. So, yeah, that's really kind of an issue that not everybody wants, needs to, should think about.
That is interesting because it is true. It always feels like the afternoon. You never have, I mean, it's rare that you have like an early morning, you wake up and go to work thunderstorm, you know?
Driving through a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty rare that we do, but in the occasion that we do, I'm like, really? Crack my eye open first thing in the morning. Is this how we're going to start our day?
Right, exactly. So hopefully as the summer comes to an end, you know, the thunderstorms will start to go away. But
ease off a little bit.
I'm sure a lot of people listening still have summer vacation plans. So good luck to everyone taking flights wherever you're going. And Ashley, thank you so much. Ashley Baylor, meteorologist, WTNH in New Haven. Thanks for coming on with us.
Of course. Take care, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.